What's going on, you hopium and copium addicts? You see what I did there? Welcome to Gruntspeak, not so.
Live from the lair.
Yeah, I'm Toxic Male, that's the Rotund Revenger, and we got another article for you today from the website, thisiswhyimsingle.com.
Okay, now, there's a whole website, .com, for This Is Why I'm Single. All right, what is that telling us? That's telling us that the red pill philosophy is actually starting to gain traction.
Oh, yeah.
And the other side is feeling it. Mm-hmm. And they're trying to justify why this is happening, and they're using emotions, where men are justifying it using logic.
Yes. Strong, empowered, modern women can't possibly be alone because they're strong, empowered, modern women. Mm-hmm. You know, that can't possibly be why. It can't be because they spent so much time...
They want to be men.
...exploiting their outward... You know, faculties, their innate assets that they forgot to develop.
Uh-huh.
This. It couldn't possibly be that. So we have to turn our necessities into virtues and figure out some way to spin this where we're not the bad guys.
Well, I've been saying this for years, is, you know, two scrotums is one scrotum too many in a relationship.
Oh, and modern women are... Yep. Basically, a couple of hormone shots away from having.
Yes, I know. Any dude worth his salt is not going to put up with a woman acting like a dude.
If we wanted to date dudes, guess what?
It'd be gay.
We'd be gay.
That's right.
And it'd be a hell of a lot easier to deal with in this dating market that we're navigating.
Well, that is another subject that we can venture into, but we can't answer it right now.
You ever seen the movie Shame?
Yes.
Yeah. There's that one scene where he goes into the dude brothel and like, yeah. I don't care how long it's been.
That's a nightmare right there.
I'll take care of it in my own way, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, that's a fucking nightmare right there, man.
But I definitely don't watch it for the same reason that I would, you know, put the no fat flap down.
Hey.
I'm not pointing any fingers at anyone. I don't know anyone who has a no-fat flap in the house.
I put one on every webcam on my computer, so I've been doing it for years.
And yet you're just, every stream.
Well, the thing is my number's out there.
Yeah. And
quite frankly, while I'm in the middle of the stream, I have people who call just to fuck with me. Or send me text.
Oh, no. We don't know anybody like that.
Oh, no. They do it all the time. It's hilarious.
If it wasn't for me and dudes in the chat constantly roasting you and me, I mean, this show wouldn't be as fun.
Yeah, I know.
Listen, it is what it is.
But you know, I also take a good burn. So.
Oh, yeah. You got to be able to take a good burn. If not, I mean, really, would this be as relatable if there wasn't so much self-deprecating humor?
I don't know. I really don't know.
I mean, the first three seasons of the show, I would say, give or take, maybe another year or two.
All mistakes I made.
Exactly.
All mistakes.
And then I started chiming in with some of my own.
Yeah.
And then we did that hysterical episode because we did the BuzzFeed thing where women were admitting their cheating moments. And it's like, these are all lame as shit. I want real stories. And then the fans sent them in and were like, wow, man, some of these even make me go, okay, all right, I think we're done here. I need to go lay down.
I feel dirty reading that.
I felt really dirty reading a few of those. Some of them weren't even really confessions. They were just gross.
Yep. Yeah. I don't know, man. I don't know. But the thing is Mother Nature, by design, puts more women on the earth than men. Because men, quite frankly, one dude can service multiple women no problem. It's a little different when it's reversed.
Yeah, it doesn't really work that way.
It's not going to happen.
But, you know, they're the ones that don't need us, right? Let's dive into it.
All right.
10 reasons it's so hard for strong women to find a good partner. Well, if you have to say that you're strong, chances are...
There you go.
You're not.
Well, they're using justification.
Of course. And we're going to see...
Intimidation, blah, blah, blah.
It's all copium,
yep.
This entire article. Strong women have a lot of good things going for them. You're smart, funny, independent. Okay. Let's just go right down the list.
Right. Smart's not bad. Funny's not bad.
No, none of these things are bad. The problem is you don't get to self-identify as those things.
Mm-hmm. And okay. Just because you think they're important doesn't mean we give a fuck about them.
Yeah, just like when you come out to me with your imaginary gender, I'm like, okay, well, I identify as brilliant and amazing.
Well, a lot
and
of those,
you need to treat me as such.
A lot of those imaginary genders, that's exactly what they are.
I know, imaginary. They're just pure imaginary. So when I see somebody calling themselves smart, funny, and independent, I know, one, they're not very smart. Two, they are the person in their group of friends who calls themselves the funny one, and then after they leave, all their friends call them the annoying one. And independent just means you're selfish.
Mm-hmm. And, well, if they think they're funny, it could be their friends laughing at them.
Yes.
And they just don't see it.
They're like, oh.
And that's a friend of me. Friend of me will look you in the eye and go, that you're absolutely correct. And then when you walk away.
Yeah.
Rumor mill starts up. She's out of her fucking mind.
Meanwhile, when it's dudes, we're like, what did you just fucking say?
Dude, you're being gay.
Dudes.
Stop.
Tell the whole thing. We tell it how it is. What can you do? So how come you can't find a decent partner? Here are 10 things that could be going on, one of them being this article.
Yep.
Potential partners are intimidated by you. We're just jumping right into the brick wall face first.
I've heard that word intimidation while I was out, doing the dating thing for years and years. Yep. And usually every time I heard, well, men are intimidated by me. What that really means is I'm a raging cunt bitch and they can't stand me.
I mean, look at the picture that they chose to go with this.
That's resting bitch face right
there. There you go. A big reason strong women can sometimes feel like they have an issue getting someone worth it, I gotta love that, is that people are intimidated by them. Women know damn well they don't intimidate men. It can be done, but the thing is, there's a big difference between being intimidated by women and being, raised by single mamas to be unable to even process communicating with a woman because you've been blamed and shamed for not having a father around because you just happen to be the person around with the right equipment.
Yeah. And I've had to suffer through that myself, so you are correct.
It's not good.
Nope.
And these dudes, they don't grow up. They're not intimidated by women. They just don't have the tools because they didn't have a father at home. It is what it is.
Yeah, and that's really hard to overcome as well.
Yep. Not good. Not good at all. Most dudes don't ever overcome it, and that's why now you got these people actually thinking they can make a living forever on LonelyFans.
Yep.
Doesn't really work out for you.
No, you're going to hit the wall. You're going to age like mashed potatoes in the back of the fridge after Thanksgiving, and it smells after a while. Nobody wants to eat that. Sorry.
Especially when the mashed potatoes and marshmallows come oozing out of it.
And all the gravy's all mixed together. Oh, I'm going to make myself nauseous.
It's a pretty vile concoction right there.
Yeah, it is.
Concoction. Or is it a cuntcoction? Either way, sounds disgusting. Let's see. When potential partners see that you don't need them, it can make them keep their distance since they're not sure how to deal. Or you're coming off as a masculine, hyper-controlling, confrontational person, and no one wants to be around you. There's always that to consider as well.
Yeah, and then a lot of these strong, empowered women will wind up attracting effeminate men.
Yep.
And they don't respect them, and more than likely, they get treated as breeder stock. Yep. And then when they're done having kids, guess who's paying the bill for, 12 to 21 years?
Yep. Just ejected, then you're out. It's unfortunate, I just wish they could be honest with themselves, okay? You can tell us what you desire, ladies, because we already know.
Mm-hmm.
Lying about it just makes you look dishonest, hypocritical, and at the end of the day, if you're going to rake a good dude, who gave you children and has taken care of you financially and given you the stability and security that you desire, you rake them through the coals of divorce court, you look fucking evil.
Yeah, and how many times do these women think this is going to happen in their life? I mean, yeah. How entitled? Like, I'm sorry, but you find a man who can provide and give you security, willing to invite all his friends and family, mm-hmm. stand on an altar in front of God and swear to take care of you for the rest of your air-sucking days, mm-hmm. and then you turn around and put the knife in his back. How many times do you think that's going to happen in your life?
Well, if you watched last week's video, you know that one person somehow got it done 7 times.
Yeah, like what the hell? I mean, you want to talk about a glutton for punishment. That's yeah. it right there.
And this woman was the epitome of average.
Yeah.
Maybe even slightly below.
You're talking about the woman that was married seven times
and still had a boyfriend?
Yeah. The bigamist?
The istophobigamist.
Yeah.
Oh, here we go. You see right through the fake facade. One great thing about being a strong and smart woman is that you can spot trash from miles away. You don't allow yourself to be in the same room as people who have a lot of issues and choose to avoid it. Now, I have some thoughts on this one, but I'm going to let you go first.
All right, fake facade. Let's just rip that apart. Okay, the reason you have that experience in your 30s from being able to see through the facade is because you fell victim for it many times between whenever you started getting your muscles down there, flaps adjusted, to the current day.
Yeah, she went in for a quick lube change.
Yeah,
I was going to say the exact same thing, yeah. Pretty much.
The
reason
flaps.
You can spot trash is because the trash is what you desire. Because now that you're in your 30s and you're ready to settle down, you suddenly don't have patience for the trash that no longer desires you that you spent your teens and 20s dumpster diving for.
Yep, all day long.
And now that these men don't want you anymore, you have to demonize them because they have to be the problem. It can't possibly be me.
Yeah, it can't be the fact that you gave away your most important asset as free samples for over a decade. That has nothing to do with it.
I mean, seriously, who goes to Costco and tries the free sample and then actually grabs the bag?
Very rarely.
Very few.
Yeah.
Especially if you go try to go get a BJ at BJ's. You don't even get a free sample. You just get escorted out by your
You get the courtesy walkout. They let me back the next day.
Well,
they didn't throw
good.
Me out forever.
That's
they just
good.
Walked me out on the... You know.
I still say it's false advertising. Pick a
it
different
is.
Name for your store.
Oh, my God. Yeah. But, you know, it was for... As security, you know... Listen, I've been thrown out lots of times.
Oh, I know.
That was, like, the most polite throw-out I ever had.
Well, it's good. But I'm saying, like, you really need to pick a name that's more fitting of your profession or your store, whatever it's supposed
yeah.
to be. It'd be like if you decided that you want to be the world's first analrapist,
yeah.
and it's spelled exactly how you think it is, and then, you know, 50 Shades of Old and Gray starts funneling in, expecting to get some butthole pleasures, and you're like, no, it's pronounced analrapist, not anal rapist. Then what are you? I'm an analyst and a therapist. Sure you are.
Oh, my God. That's there's probably half a dozen good jokes in that right there.
I wish I was making that up.
That's a real word? I didn't even
there's
know.
There's a real word. He decided that he was going to be an anal rapist and spell it anal rapist. That dude knew what he was doing. He was trolling and somehow got a degree out of it. Wow.
Oh, my God. Wow, that's funny.
It's funny because it's true. And I'll tell you what, I'm going to bring it up here on the screen just because, yeah. Oh, actually, it was an Arrested Development skit. That's what it was. Oh, it's
yeah.
hilarious. Analrapist, Arrested Development Wiki. I didn't watch Arrested Development, so I
God,
saw the clips
funny.
And I was laughing so hard. I was like, analrapist. That's great. Here we go. Speaking of taking it in your fourth point of contact, you're not dependent on others. You know, there's...
Welfare,
Section 8,
WIC,
alimony, child support.
Subsidized daycare, subsidized education.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, go ahead. You're not dependent on anyone. Yeah. Fuck off.
Totally not. Yeah.
I got to stop swearing so much. Yeah. I can't help it.
There was that episode of How I Met Your Mother where Lily just nailed it. She's like, honey, what's that nice word for independent? Selfish. Yeah, that's right. There you go. You're so strong that you might not even realize that what's happening is that you don't actually need anyone. And yet, you are so convinced that you don't need anyone that you're going to take to the internet to complain about not having anyone.
Well, the thing is, if you're a dude and you go into a relationship with a woman and you have the feeling like you're not needed, that relationship is on the timer and is going to end relatively soon.
And it's an egg timer.
It is.
It would be nice to date, but you know in your heart that you don't need to. You're sending those signals out, and people are reading them. So, what was I saying before? You're coming across as uptight, entitled, confrontational, non-effeminate, not friendly. And let's be honest, if you're devoting this much time to writing an article, coping with all that, you're probably not fertile either.
Well, the thing is, like the arrogance and the entitlement, I mean, there's a lot of seven deadly sins right there.
Oh, yes, there is.
And you start off a relationship based off one of the seven deadly sins, you're fucking done.
Yep. Now, I have to ask, are you ready for the first one on this list that is a flat-out lie?
Oh, I was anticipating all of them to be lies.
Oh, but this is, I mean, you can, the first few, you can say that they're dressing things up, you know, wolf in sheep's clothing. This next one's a flat-out lie.
Okay.
You want a partner who is your equal?
No.
No.
They want the guy who's above them.
Yep.
If you're a dude and your woman comes up to equal with you, guess what? The egg timer is on the stove.
You're a stepping stone.
And you are on the stepping... You're a stepping stone and you're on your way out. And you should pay attention to back burner blues.
And let's be completely honest. You begin this relationship as a stepping stone.
Correct.
By the time it's a relationship, you're a welcome mat.
Well, and that's where they come up with the term my starter marriage.
Yep. Oh, you're going to make a great first husband. Yeah. I hear this shit at my job all the time.
Yeah, and I just can't even wrap my head around how you do that for a living. It would drive me absolutely insane.
Well, sooner or later, especially doing what we do during off hours, I have so much fun with the other vendors. Like, usually they put the other vendors at a table so we can all just talk. And we're like, how long do you give that one?
You do mall watching at weddings. I love it.
There you go. Oh, she's going to try to catch the bouquet. All right, over and under and are not wearing underwear. All right, cool. $5. Here you go. All right, who wants to be in charge of the pool? You got it? All right.
I'll be like, I'll bet you a piece of wedding cake.
It's worth the wait.
Because I only bet food, man.
I know. You only bet food.
I don't bet money.
Well, that's how you used to do things with your daughters. You know, if I win, you make me brownies.
I did the same thing with my men in the military.
You make them cook for you?
No. Oh. Steak dinner, pizza.
Oh, okay. You had a bet with the dude who has like marriage and he just came in like a month
ahead. One week after 5 years.
And then you owed how many dudes?
Seven steak dinners.
Oh.
Seven steak dinners across the United States.
Could you imagine having to pay for seven steak dinners now in the economy of Bidenomics?
It'd be like $700.
Oh, man. Oh.
And you know what? I made the bet in good faith and I fucking paid it.
Damn right.
So
just because it was a week after, you still lost.
Yeah, and I'm an honorable man. I'm like, yeah, well, you know, when was the wedding? And I'm like, I missed it by a week. It was like 8 days. I'm like, God damn it!
Whatever. I'm a man of my word.
Yeah, that's right.
For some strange reason, when a woman is strong, the universe likes to send them losers who are arrogant enough to think they have a shot. Wow! They aren't worth
your
time.
You want to talk about shooting yourself in the vaginal lips. That's it right there.
Holy
wow. That one statement is nothing but douche canoe in caps. Wow.
That is just, yeah. That is the most arrogant, entitled shit. I mean, and it's two sentences.
Yeah, that's wow.
And you wonder why you're single.
We should put her name in the dictionary under douche canoe.
Well, it's the thing about this website that I find so fascinating. This is why I'm single.com has all these articles being published on the daily by these entitled Kwantahas. Not a single one of them has a byline. Mm-hmm. Gee, I wonder why. Because they know what they're writing is going to make them look entitled, stupid, condescending, and ignorant, and no man is going to want to write a check against that.
Didn't we have the people who wrote Sex for the City regret it now?
Oh, yeah.
In their 60s. They're like, this is, it was a bunch of horse shit. It doesn't lead you to happiness.
Yep.
You know, and
you can focus on your career all you want, ladies, but I'm going to tell you this. At the end of the day, when all the chlamydia and abortions catches up to you and you get cancer and your downstairs mix up, or, you know, you have to decide whether or not you're going to go with new fake chandeliers or zipper tits, your career is not going to hold your hand.
No.
In fact, they might fire you.
Or, at the best case scenario, your manager will come visit you a couple times, and you receive a get-well card signed by everyone in the office.
Yep.
You want to talk about unfulfilling.
Oh, yeah.
That is it right there. That's like angel cake food. It doesn't even fill you up.
Nope. But now we're going to go from the lie to repeating ourselves.
There we go.
You know how they could spot the facade? Well, now that you can spot the red flags immediately. Yeah, because the red flags are the things that turn you on.
All right. So let's just go to hypothetical land here. You're a woman. You're waiting in line to get into the bar. Dude rolls up in some Kawasaki crotch rocket bike, goes right to the front of the line, gets in there. What's running through that woman's head? I need that dude.
Yeah.
That dude's got something about him. I want him. And it's because he has options and everyone else wants him.
Yeah. How many women proposed marriage to Charles Manson in prison?
It's somewhere about 150-ish.
And Ted Bundy, same thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Ladies, you're not fooling anybody.
No.
The red flags turn you on. It's when the men with the red flags stop returning your phone calls the morning after that all of a sudden they become douchebags.
Yeah, they skedaddle.
Now you don't like it? Megabyte me.
Or they bang, and immediately leave.
Bang and immediately leave. You can spot red flags early because chances are you've had rough experiences, because that's the way your mother likes it, Trebek, with dating in the past. They've toughened you up and you've learned what to spot before they're your problem.
Hmm.
Or, you know, you just take a picture of the dude when he's not looking, then you go home and you rub one out while you're drinking a bottle of Bean Flicker flicking your bean.
There's no rubbing anything out. It's bean flicking.
I don't know about that or anything.
Bean flicking, tic-tac-ting, you know.
I don't need a man. I just need 12 of his dishwasher-safe analogs.
Bam. Yeah, and a circular swiping motion.
DJ Diddles.
Yeah.
I don't dance to that.
No.
It's easy to become jaded about your love life. The issue with being strong and having some bad luck about past relationships is that you're a tad jaded. It can be hard to find someone great. The more you stay away from jerks, the more you realize how many jerks are out there.
This is Alpha Widow speak right there.
Oh, yeah.
That's 100% Alpha Widow speak.
Yeah, without a doubt.
So, like, maybe she's anywhere between a 4 and a 6. Yeah. And one or two times in her college years when she was at her youngest and hottest, an 8, 9, or 10 banged her out.
Yep.
And now she thinks that she's entitled to an 8, 9, or 10 for the rest of her
exactly.
life.
Exactly. And no matter how big of a jerk that guy was to her, he could materialize out of the ether on social media, slide into her DMs at any time, and she would be over at his place counting ceiling tiles faster than you can say strong and independent.
And a lot of divorces happen when Mr. Bad Boy, coming back down the rung, decides to call up an ex-flame.
Yep.
And then, oh, no, I have another chance. Oh. Fuck that guy. The guy's been married for 10 years. I have 3 of his children. Fuck that guy. Yeah. I'm going to go for this, diamond cock over here instead of, the standard, burlap cock.
Yeah, the standard floor model.
Yeah.
And you're an open box deal.
Yeah.
On clearance.
That's pretty good. That's pretty good.
And they won't even sell you at Best Buy. You're the corner. You're the blue light special at BJ's. And you do give out free samples. I'm sorry. We're going to have to escort you this way over here, sir. But she said, oh, man.
I mean, it was open for a week. And I went in there and they're like, yeah, I got to walk you out.
I'm going to let you out of here.
You can come back tomorrow.
I'll come back tomorrow.
Don't ever say that again. Okay.
You guys sell pretzels? You're dealing with your own commitment issues. Shocker. The issue isn't always with the people you're interested in. It could be you. Be still, my black dead heart.
No.
I can't imagine anyone actually implying that there could be some culpability. You could be afraid to commit and not want to take the chance on anyone, even if they seem like a catch, because you're alpha widowed.
Alpha widowed, yep.
You always think that because you got that guy, that Chad, Tyrone, Pookie, or Ray one time, that eventually there's going to be another one who's going to have the beta tendencies and the open wallet, and he's just going to parade you right into the Barbie dream house.
What about the men who have the commitment issues?
Well, if you're a man and you have commitment issues, you're just a woman hater.
Correct. But the thing is men have legitimate reasons to have commitment issues.
Yes.
The divorce rates are astronomical. Your chances of getting your kid if you get divorced are very slim. Mm-hmm. It's nothing but a constant fucking battle. There's no punishment for women when they want to do stupid shit. All they do is get rewarded for it.
Yep.
I mean, it's a no-brainer.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're a dude today, you know, the women are just temporary here in the West. That's it.
Yeah.
Get used to it.
And, you know, we hate to be the ones to tell you the truth.
But
we really don't care.
We don't.
I'm out of the game. He's out of the game. Not a single fuck was given on this day. And I don't even really feel like going to 7-Eleven to pick up some more.
Yeah.
I'd rather buy more cold brew if I'm going to do that.
So what, comma, I don't care anymore.
Exactly. Five words and a comma, and they really do. They're some of the most powerful words you will ever say to someone in your life, especially if there's somebody looking to settle down after jumping off the rooster roller coaster, cock carousel, whatever you want to call it.
Now, listen, I like an old classic automobile. I do. But I'm not going to pay new car prices for a classic automobile. It's just not going to happen.
Yeah. And unlike a classic automobile, you can't fix it up and make it look brand new.
Probably not.
No. Yeah. Once it's been trash compacted from both ends at the crash up derby and it's dripping fluid from all of its orifices and access points, you're basically done.
Listen, the double stuffed Oreo, you're not going to be pulling down tiramisu prices. Just saying.
We're just hurting feelings left and right today. I can hear the autistic screeching from here. It could just be people peeling out outside. I have no idea, but it sounds right.
It could be.
You attract people who are looking to rely on you. Codependent people, I'm not going to say they don't exist.
No, you're correct. But listen, if you want to be strong and independent, you're going to have weaker people attracted to you because they want to be in the presence of strength and independence.
Yep. And just like we were saying earlier about men being raised by single mothers who just don't have the tools to talk to the kind of women that they would like to get, they're going to find more women like this who are going to step into the role, the only role that they've ever known a woman to have in their life, which is mom. Women created these men that other women can't stand. It's not a toxic masculine thing. It's a lack of masculine thing.
It's 100% true.
And if you don't like it, look in the fucking mirror, and I hope the check was worth it.
Boom.
Unfortunately, in today's dating world, the chances of ending up with a man-child are too high. When you're strong, you might attract someone who is looking for someone to rescue them. It happens, but you can't fix them. Okay, now do women.
That's right.
I didn't think you wanted to.
Yeah, women. You can't fix them, right? They're just, shut up.
Yeah, because there's not a single woman out there with daddy issues who wants a man to step into her life, pay all the bills, give him no sex while she goes out and explores her polyamorous side, and have him still do all the things that a father that she never had would do. That's never happened. Never in a million years.
The term you're trying to come up with for men that do that is a simpstitute.
Yes. Simpstitute, and then what do you call the women? Typical?
Well, more like prostitute, but...
A prostitute.
I'm just saying.
Because let's face it, after you go beyond 31 cocks, you're no longer an amateur or a novice.
No,
you're a prostitute.
Yeah, you're a prostitute. Or, you know, a wife-stitute.
Maybe. Yeah, and for some reason, that's a real job, but being a landlord isn't. Go figure.
Yeah.
Welcome to 2022. Wow.
We're out of fucking mind.
You settle for less than you deserve. Of course. Yeah.
All right. Have you seen the bell curve for women when they select men?
Yeah, I'll bring it up right now.
Yeah. I mean, that says it all right there. Here, bring it up.
Yeah, I'll grab it right here.
Boom.
There it goes. How women rate men on OK Stupid. Boom.
Yep.
And they say that we're the shallow ones, but when men rate women,
it looks like a bell curve.
It looks like a bell curve. You have a lot of people in the middle and then very few on either side. This is exactly what you would expect from a statistical average.
That's based on logic and reason.
Yeah. This makes you an entitled quantaha.
Well, that one there, that graph, that is from emotions.
Yeah. Well, no, this is... I wouldn't even call this emotions, because this is just people rating each other on looks. But it proves beyond a shadow of a doubt, men are not shallow. We accurately rate people on a bell curve.
And we give them a fair shake.
Yes. Women do not give men a fair shake.
Yeah. When 80% are looked upon as genital warts, and the 20%, they're the ones they actually want, you're giving an insane amount of power to 20% of the men.
Yep. And then they complain that those 20% of the men have so many options they don't call back. Once again, you created this problem.
That's right.
You don't get to bitch about it, especially when you're the bitch.
Yep.
It's quite disgusting.
The biatcha!
But I just felt like putting that one up there because it looks nice. We'll jump right
back in. That's a well-worked butt right there.
It is a very well-worked butt, figuratively and literally.
Yeah. Always.
Yeah. I'm assuming that when she farts, it sounds like a yawn. Sometimes the issue with finding a good partner is that you're settling. You might think that a person worth waiting for doesn't exist, and no one can blame you for that, but don't settle for the ones who are wasting your time. Now, if you were if you were applying this to both sexes, I would say you were onto something, but we both know you're not.
Yeah, well, the thing is, if you want to be the person who doesn't settle, you better start young.
Yeah.
All right. Your best chance of finding that forever dude that will give you all of the stuff that you want in life is between 18 and roughly 24 to 25.
Amen.
After that,
that's when a woman is on her way up and she's meeting a man on his way up.
Yep.
So that makes sense. The women who write articles for this website are women who are on their way down trying to snag a dude who's on his way up. It's like she's falling without a parachute, and she wants the guy
to
dislocate.
They want the survival cock.
Yeah.
I got to write that in.
Can you dislocate your shoulder to save me even though I'm a size 18? No!
I'm not doing that.
Not going to happen.
But that's what those older women want, the survival cock on the way down.
They're dropping without a parachute. They got three illegitimate children in tow. They're a size 18, and they expect Chad Tyrone Pookie and Ray Ray to need rotator cuff surgery in 10 years, trying to save them from their own imminent demise that they did to themselves. No.
Yeah.
Fuck off.
That's right. Yeah. You're 100%.
The time to link up with a good partner, a good man, was when you were on your way up to the drop point in the aircraft.
Correct.
Because then you can just glide in together. Or astro glide in together.
If they want to stay married, yeah, I got you.
You expect a lot from your partner. Yay, entitlement! Being a strong, smart woman means that you shouldn't settle, but sometimes it could also mean your standards are super high. There's nothing wrong with being fussy in the dating game, but you could be focusing on superficial qualities that don't matter, like their height. Yeah, this is somebody who's post-war.
Or, well, let's throw weight in there.
Yeah.
Because, no women date fat men for the most part.
Yeah, you'll notice that there's no fat positivity for men.
There's no fat positivity movement for men.
And some stupid moron on Twitter was trying to say that there's no diminutive names for a man's gut above his groin, because they call it, we have a fupa, it's so diminutive.
It's a gut.
It's a gut. It's a beer belly. It's flabby.
It's a gut upper nuptial taint.
Or if you're in your 40s, we call it heart attack belly, because that's exactly what it looks like.
Yeah, I got that.
The sooner or later, if you keep drinking the beer, and
that's why I'm
that's
on the
slow
65
motion
and
gender
out plan.
Reassignment surgery.
I'm on the 65 and out plan. Though I've lost a lot of weight though.
Yeah. Well, I mean, when we got you on the gummies and you didn't have to drink to sleep, I mean, you just, boo, just dropped.
Yeah, it did. I probably, it's like 500 to 800 calories out of my diet every day.
That'll do it right there.
Boom.
Yeah. And this time of year, you know what you replace that with? Eggnog.
I can't stand that shit.
Really? Oh, I got my boys hooked on it. He loves the shit. He's like, it tastes like melted ice cream. I was like, I know. And that is the end of the list.
Yeah.
But holy cow. I mean, the copium is just, I feel like I'm ODing on it.
I know. It's insane. And the sad part is because of our school systems, they're teaching people what to think and not how to think.
Yeah.
And this is propaganda, and this is aimed at the people who were taught what to think.
Yeah, these are people. This is written for people who are looking for confirmation bias. This is for people who are mentally weak, have no concept whatsoever of consequences to their actions, they want to keep the finger pointing, and they don't realize that there's three pointing right back at them.
Well, that's useful idiot stuff right there.
Yep. And we all know what happens to the useful idiots if you study real history.
Yep. And it doesn't end well for them.
Not so much. Well, I hope that when they finally come for you, your brown pants match your brown shirt. Any final thoughts?
No. But we're going to have to, well, I can guarantee you, we're going to have to cover another article similar to this.
Oh, yeah.
In... Yeah, it could be a day, it could be like 6 months, but it's going to happen again.
Mm-hmm.
They keep recycling the same bad advice
over and
lies over and over again, thinking that people will take it and it will somehow become true.
Mm-hmm.
It's not.
And when they get tired of demonizing the current thing that stands against the narrative, they always go back to the well. Mm-hmm. So right now, we're apparently not tops on the bad boy list. That's Elon Musk. That's free speech. But sooner or later, when they're tired of talking about him, they're going to get back to guys like us. So if you haven't already clicked on the link tree in the description, make an account on one of the new tech platforms, because sooner or later, I would say within the next 10 years, at the rate that competition is growing online, YouTube is going to be vestigial.
Yep.
It's going to be an old fossil. And I'm sure they're going to polish it up and make it rounded enough to insert with lube.
But the thing is like usually every time I go to YouTube, I get like an ad for the YouTube TV.
Yeah.
And I am not signing up for that. So there will come a time where they'll be like, if you're not on YouTube TV, you can't put on YouTube. And that's going to be the death knell
for
YouTube. Yeah,
that'll be the death knell right there. I mean, they already take 30% of everything you donate to this show during a live stream.
Correct.
30%. And they can't just say, oh, well, because you create content for us, you get YouTube TV. You know, it's not like we're bending you over and giving you an anulrapist. We're totally not that guy. We'll see you next time.